Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the December 21st, 2025 service at Plymouth, the fourth Sunday of Advent. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
You may stand in body or spirit for the call to worship. Behold, a teenage girl is pregnant with the God who knit her in her own mother's womb. Strange signs from a strange God who upturns expectations. She said yes to divine revolution, even though it meant social condemnation.
Strange signs from a strange God who upturns expectations.
God's Spirit stokes subversive dreams in us to help us defy the status quo.
Strange signs from a strange God who upturns expectations. Amen.
And we'll have the lighting of the Advent candles. How does a weary world practice love?
By sending cards and picking up the phone.
By practicing empathy and assuming the best in others. By learning people's stories and finding common ground.
By advocating for justice and saving a place at the table.
There are a million ways to practice love. So today we light the candle of love as a reminder and a charge.
With God's help, may we bring love into a weary world. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Next is the hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Testament scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 80, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 19. If you would like to follow along, it's on page 540 in your pew Bible. Listen to the word of the Lord. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. And from 17 through 19, but let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Next is the hymn, What Child Is This? Thank you.
Our gospel reading from Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." This means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and they named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Our passage from Psalm 80 said this, "Restore, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved." And it was at that moment that Lewis said, "Amen, I remember. I was listening carefully." Those words from Psalm 80 are like a prayer written for times like ours. The psalmist is crying out to God who feels distant. The people feel worn down, anxious, unsure of what comes next. They speak of tears as if it's daily bread. They long for God to show up again, turn toward them, to shine and to restore. And if many of us were honest, many of us know that prayer by heart. It's a prayer we pray when the news that comes to us is heavy. We pray when families are strained. We pray it when we're tired in our faith and when hope itself feels very thin. When we wonder whether God sees what we are carrying. Restore us, O God. Not someday, not far away from now, but now. When we turn to the page in Matthew's gospel, and we discover that God's answer to that ancient prayer comes in a way that no one expected. Matthew tells us the story from Joseph's side. A man who's trying to do the right thing in a situation that makes no sense to him. Joseph is faithful, decent, and heartbroken. He's planning quietly, carefully. He's trying to manage a future that already has been taken from his control. And that's when God shows up. Not with thunder, not with spectacle, but in a dream. And the angel says to Joseph, "Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid." And those words almost always are the first sign to us that God is near. "Do not be afraid, for the child conceived in Mary is from the Holy Spirit, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew reaches back into Isaiah and gives the name that changes everything, Emmanuel, God with us. Not God above us, as I grew up with as a young boy being raised in the faith of the Catholic Church. Not a God way out there above us. Not a God far ahead of us, but a God with us. Psalm 80 cries out for restoration. The Gospel of Matthew tells us how God answers. Not by fixing everything instantly, no, but by entering everything fully. God does not stay distant from tears. God is born into them. God does not shout instructions from heaven. Hey, hey, you down there, do you hear me? Or maybe as we use this morning, can you hear me now? God takes on flesh and breath and vulnerability. God does not wait for the world to be ready. God comes right into the mess that the world is in. Emmanuel means God is with us in uncertainty. God is with us with strained relationships. God is with us in grief and worry and exhaustion. God is with us in the ordinary days and the anxious nights. Right here, right now. And that changes how we live. Because if God is with us, then we're never alone in our waiting. If God is with us, then even unfinished stories are held by hope. If God is with us, then restoration is already beginning, even if we can't see it yet. God is with us, right here, right now. Turning back to the Gospel of Matthew, notice what Joseph does after the dream. He wakes up and he acts. He takes Mary as his wife. He names the child Jesus. He steps into a future he doesn't fully understand, trusting that God is already there. That, my friends, is faith. Not having all the answers, but moving forward knowing you're not moving alone. So the next time we pray the psalm again, restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved, we do so knowing what that shining face looks like. That shining face looks like a child wrapped in swaddling cloths. It looks like love made visible. It looks like God choosing nearness over distance and presence over perfection. God is with us right here, right now, and always. Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Yeah.
Next is the hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Christmas season, and forevermore God is with us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the companionship of the Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you today and always.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.